Class is now in session. And the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We're starting today's program by discussing these extraordinary wildfires across Europe, particularly in France and Spain, and the evacuations that are being caused. First, we're joined by Naomi O'Leary, Europe correspondent with the Irish Times. So what can you tell us, please, about these fires, where they're at now and what the impact it's having on people's day-to-day lives in France and Spain?
So both France and Spain are battling multiple massive fires at the same time, but there have been some wildfires of record-breaking scale. So in France, in the Gironde region outside of Bordeaux, there's a huge fire, one of the largest that's been seen in recent times in France. There's another one that has cut off, it's kind of related to that one, cut off the Cap Ferrat area, popular tourism destination. There's more than 220,000 people who have been evacuated due to these fires, and they're being accommodated in places like sports halls and municipal buildings. It's also caused a huge problem with toxic fumes, with a lot of people ordered to stay in their homes because of the danger of wildfire smoke, which is quite damaging to people's lungs. The problem is that there's extremely dry conditions, which have been fueled as well by quite warm winds, that makes these fires really, really difficult to combat. So the French President Emmanuel Macron convened an extraordinary meeting, an emergency meeting today, and came out and said that with a statement that said that the extent of the damage is really surpassing other years. It's just an enormous amount of France has burned so far this year. And this is even before we've had August, which is typically the peak of the wildfire season. And also in Spain, outside Madrid and in the Avila region, there's record-breaking fires of a really huge scale and causing tens of thousands of people to have to evacuate their homes.
And how well set up is both France and Spain to deal with this?
Spain in particular does usually have wildfires in the summer. France is seeing something that's more out of the norm for France, but for both of them, it's an extraordinary level. So I think Spain said that the amount of land that had been burned so far this year is six times what it had been last year. So it's really extreme. They have a lot of resources to do this. And there's also a European system of diverting things like water bombing planes and other emergency equipment to help countries that are struggling with wildfires. This is something that's been increasingly used over recent years. So we've just heard that an additional 9 aircraft are going to be sent to France to try and help. But the extent of the wildfires, it becomes really difficult for any firefighting force to tackle when you get something like, for example, the firestorm. This developed outside of the city of Bordeaux over the weekend. And it's when a fire is so big that it actually creates its own weather system. So a cloud forms on top of it, and that causes lightning. Lightning strikes can cause more wildfires, and it's of such an intensity that it actually creates its own wind. And when it gets to that level, firefighters can't really do very much. They can evacuate people and try and reduce the damage, but they can't fight it. It'd be like fighting a hurricane.
There have been homes destroyed in France, but how big are the fears that this could get to densely populated areas and create mass homelessness?
So the real concern at the moment is that a new heat wave is going to kick in. It's forecast to take hold from Tuesday, and both France and Spain, the national weather forecasters, have just come out this afternoon and warned that there's going to be an exceptionally high risk for forest fires because of that. So that has the risk of causing new ones and also making conditions really, really difficult for firefighters who are currently combating the blazes. Of course, there's a high alert for, you know, any fire reaching an urban area. But what we've seen is that they have been, you know, really proactively evacuating people, you know, kind of police going door to door during the night to kind of move people on and so on, and to try to people get people out of harm's way. So far that's been reducing the amount of deaths, which do unfortunately happen in these kind of situations.
Okay, I want to bring in Dr. Claire Bergen from the Icarus Climate Research Centre at Maynooth University, who is and working on a study about these fires, which will be published later this week. Claire, what do you make of what's happening?
So what we see now in France and Spain, as well as Ireland, is a lot of extra rain fell during the winter. And what it did was it created a lot of growth of vegetation in the spring. We see that we are expected for more rain to happen in the winter, particularly in Ireland. So it's quite likely then you have this excess growth in the spring. And then what we particularly have seen this summer is a number of very severe heat waves, very high temperatures. It's caused these plants and the surrounding areas to dry out. That just creates a load of fuel for possible fires. Team that then with people either accidentally or purposely setting these fires, it's actually very hard to stop them from spreading because there's just so much fuel for them to take on. As is mentioned already, we also have a lot of wind at the minute, and the wind is not only just adding oxygen to the fires, which is another particularly important point of a fire burning, but it's also helping to spread the fires. So we've seen both in Ireland and across Europe that these fires are spreading at an alarming rate, and it's very hard for the firefighters to combat it. And in addition, as was mentioned, yes, this smoke is particularly troubling too. So with fire, it's the imminent damage to your, maybe your house, your health, and then also the smoke as well can really spread the effects of the fire into other populous regions where people maybe weren't being evacuated because their lives weren't at imminent threat from the fire, but they'll have further health conditions from the smoke.
So we've been hearing about Cap Ferrat and Bordeaux in France. We've been hearing about Madrid in Spain. But are there other parts of those countries and indeed other parts of Europe where they should be very worried about the potential for something similar to happen in the coming weeks?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's an ongoing situation. It's not just the coming weeks. We are seeing these similar weather conditions happening more and more often in the future, or to present, and we'll expect them to occur in the future. So we are seeing this increase in vegetation growth kind of in the winter spring time because of the increase in rainfall, which is directly attributable to climate change because of fossil fuels burning. And then we are also definitely seeing an attribution of these higher temperatures and more sustained periods of dry weather, hot weather, that are causing then all the fuel basically to dry out, so the grassland and the shrubbery, etc., to dry out. So we are seeing these happen more and more. And with the continuous burning of fossil fuels, we expect this to happen more in the future. So as much as it's troubling this year that people are losing their homes, possibly their lives, and it is really important, I really do stress this, that we get them out and we help them as much as possible. But we do need to try to prevent these things happening in the future. So we need to put in massive, some funds towards firefighting infrastructure, whether that be these airplanes that drop large amounts of rainfall or large amounts of water even onto the burning land. Or do we look at other initiatives that I'm sure fire experts know about that maybe I'm not the best person to speak of, but like we have seen, say, in Schlieffen-Naman, where you create an area of, you basically plough an area to remove some of the vegetation so that the fire doesn't spread as far.
Fire breaks, essentially.
Exactly.
Naomi O'Leary, back to you. There's been a lot of culture war debate in France in recent weeks about air conditioning. Has the conversation now moved on to discussing combating climate change, or are there still, despite the fires, the climate change deniers out there saying that this is just normal summer fare in some way?
I think what you get is a lot of conspiracy theories circulating. So conspiracies about the source of the fires, trying to undermine people's faith in the government that, you know, they're lying for some reason. There's a lot of toxicity surrounding this. It was something that we actually heard from the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez. He addressed it earlier, trying to, you know, make it really clear that it's pretty obvious that climate change is causing the conditions that are allowing these fires to be so big and to spread so fast and to be so ferocious. He was saying that, you know, we have to be really careful about the information that we spread, because when people are fearful, and there's this really uncontrolled information sphere out there, you can have really bad misinformation spreading. The air conditioning debate in France has definitely evolved this summer. So I noticed that the political commentary about it definitely moved on, whereas previously you had a lot of resistance to it from the left and from the Greens because of the huge energy consumption that it represents, and also because it's counterproductive, because pumping cold air into one building means pumping hot air out into the street and making it worse for everyone else. So that debate has definitely moved on, and you have widespread acceptance that air conditioning is a necessary adaptation, particularly in hospitals, schools, public infrastructure, that kind of thing. So it's definitely, but there's been a shift there undoubtedly this summer, because the temperatures have just been so extreme.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Naomi O'Leary, Europe correspondent of the Irish Times, and Dr. Claire Bergen from the Icarus Climate Research Centre in Maynooth University in Kildare.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.